A special guest is on the phone with us now, Pete Sorrell from Settlers Co-op in Bruce Crossing. How are you doing, my friend?
Good, good, good. How are you, Adam?
I'm excellent. I'm hoping you're going to tell me, you know, you killed some giant buck at deer camp.
I wish that was true, but even though they are photogenic in the evenings and in the dark of night, they are not cooperating at all. We just haven't seen anything. Nothing like what's getting reported. Holy cow.
Is that right?
We've had some big deer. Of course, I don't know if you saw that release by the DNR, but they're saying they figured they knew this would happen. The number of older deer, usually it's about 23% of the kill, and now this year is 47% of the kill.
So, yeah, it's like flip-flop from the typical year.
Yep, and it's showing up in our deer kill that are registered here. We're a DNR check station where you get your successful deer hunter patch as well as a deer check station for the area. And we've just seen, for every spike we've got, I got to tell you, we got at least 6 or 7 10-pointers.
Wow.
And big, when I say 10 points, 202 pounds.
Wow.
The biggest is a gentleman from Green Bay. He had a 10 point. 224 pounds.
Dressed out?
Yeah, dressed out. Yep.
That's insanely huge. That's like a small cow.
Yeah, that was a big deal. And then the one we got in after that was a 10-pointer, and I'm going to send you a picture of that one for your website. That was 185, and that horns, it had a nicer rack on it. It's just crazy.
Wow. Yeah, we'd love to see it. I've kind of experienced what you did. I've seen 2 bucks so far this year. One was a small little 6 that I passed on, and the next one was a massive, I think, 9-pointer, and I just caught a glimpse of him, and I've been kind of trying to catch up with him, so to speak, doing a little still hunting and putting myself in the right spots at evening and stuff like that. So I still haven't seen him yet, so I'm in the same boat as you. I haven't pulled the trigger yet.
Yes, and we got pictures on the camera, I'm telling you. We got a nice high 8 and another nice, could be a 10, but big-bodied deer. And, I don't know. I've been walking. I'm getting more exercise this year just to see if I can find their, particular area. And like you, just anxiously awaiting.
And we'll continue in our next outdoor report with Pete from Settlers Co-op in Bruce Crossing. We'll talk more about what he's been hearing from other hunters around the area, as well as the only 100% successful deer camp that I've heard about yet this year. So we'll get into that in our next outdoor report later this hour, right here on The Outdoor Show.